This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
This is Joe Palca, a very brave new Canadian. And Rahaf wanted Canadians to see that she's arrived after her new home, but she's had a very long and tiring journey.
Canada's foreign minister said Saturday after a young Saudi woman fled to Canada out of fear for her life that Canada believes very strongly that women's rights are human rights. 18-year-old Rehaf Mohammed Alkunin was greeted by the foreign minister Chrystia Freeland as she arrived from Thailand in the Canadian city of Toronto Saturday morning via Seoul, South Korea.
She wanted Canadians to see that she's here, that she's well, and that she's very, very happy although she did comment to me about cold. I told her it does get warmer.
Freeland added that granting asylum to Alkunin is part of a broader Canadian policy of supporting women and girls in Canada and around the world. Sounds of protesters outside the Constitutional Court building in Kinshasa. They are supporters of the Democratic Republic of Congo presidential runner-up, Martin Fayulu, who has challenged the outcome of the country's election in court, claiming he defeated opposition candidate Felix Tshisekedi by a wide margin. Fayulu's opposition coalition said Friday he captured 61% of the vote, citing figures from the Catholic Church, which placed 40,000 election observers across the Central African country. Fayulu called for a manual recount of the election. Palestinians took to the streets on Saturday to march at the funeral of a 44-year-old woman killed by Israeli troops during Gaza border protests yesterday. Gaza medics said the woman, identified as Amal Abu Sultan by Gaza's health ministry on Friday, was shot in the head. This is VOA News. The New York Times is reporting that FBI officials were so alarmed by President Donald Trump's behavior after he fired former FBI Director James Comey that they started investigating whether he was working against American interests. The Times cited anonymous former law enforcement officials and others familiar with the investigation Friday who said counterintelligence investigators looked into whether or not Trump was knowingly working for Russia or had unwittingly fallen under Moscow's influence. Law enforcement officials have previously confirmed that after the firing, the FBI opened an investigation into whether the action constituted obstruction of justice. The U.S. government's partial shutdown entered the history book Saturday on its 22nd day. The partial shutdown became the longest in U.S. history. The shutdown stems from President Donald Trump's demand for billions of dollars to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico, a move the House of Representatives has refused. Trump on Friday called the situation at the U.S. southern border an invasion, but later said he would not declare a national emergency for now as a way of securing funds for a border wall and ending a partial government shutdown. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's confident the United States and Turkey can agree on a way to protect Kurdish rebels in Syria after the American troop withdrawal. Pompeo has spoken to Turkey's foreign minister and says a possible achievement is a work in progress. Pompeo says it can be achieved so as to allow the Turks to defend their country while leaving alone Kurds who do not pose a threat. Now, Turkey considers many of Syria's Kurdish troops to be terrorists and has pledged to attack them. The threats have intensified as the U.S. begins the withdrawal process from Syria on President Donald Trump's orders. Finally, with all the talk of walls and government shutdowns, Broadway sensation Lin-Manuel Miranda was in Puerto Rico last night, bringing his musical masterpiece Hamilton home to raise funds for his countrymen still struggling from the devastation of Hurricane Maria. His first time performing in his homeland in 9 years. He was asked about the U.S. government rechanneling funds specifically designated for Puerto Rico in the event of a national emergency in the U.S.
It's funny, I was backstage tonight, there's a Lion King George sings, in a British accent, sounds like, they say the price of my walls not the price that they're willing to pay. And that hit me for the first time. I'd never heard it that way until tonight. I think that's absolutely monstrous.
And this is Joe Palca, VOA News.